Not all volunteers who work on encouraging others to vote can actually vote themselves. KUNR reporter Natalie Van Hooser spoke to 14-year-old Reno resident Christina Cook and her mom, Erin Eddings, to learn about Christina's motivation for getting out the vote, even when she's too young to vote herself.
So, Erin, as Christina's mom, tell me a little bit about yourself and your history with being involved in social issues and politics.
I work at Northern Nevada Hopes, actually, a community health center. So we are really involved in the community and the community's voice, advocating for affordable health care, especially, and affordable access to medicines. For me, voting has so many issues that I've always felt you've got to speak your voice, or whatever happens in politics, you're the recipient of somebody else's opinions and decisions, both on a professional and a personal level. It's really important to me. I'm also a commissioner on the Reno Human Rights Commission. It's just a part of who I am since I was about my daughter's age. It's kind of neat getting it to pass on and just being supportive. It's Christina's first paying attention to any election, so she's getting a good taste of it.
Christina, I know your mom connected you with Plan Action, which is the branch of the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, which endorses progressive candidates and initiatives. Why are you volunteering and encouraging people to vote, even though you're not old enough to vote yourself?
I think I'm really interested in this election because it kind of determines my future, even though people are still looking at it as I'm a teenager, I don't need to worry about that stuff. I think you really should, because I would be 18 in just one term. I feel like everyone should almost be involved in politics after the age of maybe 13, because it's just, it happens all around us. They determine our future, our jobs we can do, how they handle climate change. It really does determine our future.
Do you know anyone else your age, friends maybe, who are volunteering on voting-related initiatives?
I don't try reaching out to my friends like, hey, do you want to volunteer? Because they don't like getting involved in politics. They think that it's a waste of time. It's kind of sad, but that's their opinion.
And Christina, what has your volunteering looked like? I understand that you're only contacting family and friends due to your age.
With Plan Action, I signed up for every Tuesday and Thursday. I join a Zoom meeting with other volunteers or staff members that work there. And we do this thing called text and phone banking. I do the text banking, which means I text people about voting. And if they haven't, I give them links and everything or encourage them to vote. I haven't had to do that yet because everyone's already voted, which is really great.
And Erin, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Even more special, a friend of mine and my friend's daughter, who's 21, they sent pictures that they voted. One of them sent a picture of her vote sticker. And one of them sent a picture of herself and her friend with their masks on, dropping off their ballot. I personally think it's a really active year and active election.
Well, Christina, Erin, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
That was KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser talking with 14-year-old Christina Cook and her mom, Erin Eddings. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile.